Are you 60 and over? Is your term life policy expiring soon? Has your health declined since you bought your policy? If so, are you concerned about providing for your family's future? Term Life Extender could help. Term Life Extender is a unique in-force split dollar loan program that makes it easier for you to maintain and afford your valuable life insurance coverage. Keep your financial options open and regain control of your family's financial security. Talk to us today about Term Life Extender. Find out how you can maintain your valuable life insurance coverage, control future costs, keep your options open, and increase the value of your policy. Contact us today. Jennifer Lang, financialservices.com.
Welcome to Independent Wealth Planner Strategies with Jennifer Lang, helping pre-retirees and retirees build, preserve, and protect their financial assets in today's volatile market.
Welcome to today's webinar. I'm Mike Payne, and your host for today is Jennifer Lang. Jennifer is an author, a speaker, and a licensed financial services professional who found her love for financial literacy the hard way. Her career goals were on track as she tackled the hustle and bustle of working in New York City as a corporate manager. That is, until life threw her a curveball that would change her direction. Her mother became ill, and Jennifer only had one choice. She left New York and became her mother's full-time caregiver. It was during this 10-year period that Jennifer learned firsthand the importance of how life insurance protects an individual and a family while they are alive, as well as how having long-term care benefits in place can empower family members and relieve burdens. She found a new passion and purpose to help the underserved middle class protect against the emotional, physical, and financial stresses of caring for their loved ones. Currently, she works with businesses and families in all 50 states to acquire business loans, life insurance, and annuities. She is contracted through One Resource Group, and you can contact her through her website, JenniferLangFinancialServices.com. So, without further ado, Jennifer, take it away.
Thanks, Mike. I'd like to welcome and thank everyone for attending today. My name's Jennifer Lang, and this webinar is being recorded and will be available for rebroadcast later on. So please submit all questions via our website, JenniferLangFinancialServices.com. The chat is open, so tell me your name and where you're from, and I'll get to questions as time allows. I see some names in the chat box already. Hi, Denise from Louisiana. Good to see you. Tasha from Ohio. Good to see you too. Awesome. I see Christopher from Utah. Glad you made it. Well, thank all of you for joining today. Today's webinar is entitled, Are Fixed Index Annuities Prime for Growth? And as Mike mentioned, a person can either learn things the easy way or they can learn things the hard way. In my case, when my mom got sick, I learned the hard way. I, like most people, thought that life insurance was just something you had in order to pay for a funeral. I didn't know that it was such a powerful wealth accumulation and protection vehicle. So I do these webinars and I speak to businesses and organizations because I want to help as many people as I can reach their hopes and dreams and avoid that financial learning curve that I went through. So let's jump in. We did a survey and we asked consumers to create the ideal financial product to help them during retirement. We wanted to see what kinds of things might they ask for, and these were their responses. I want guaranteed income every month, just like a pension. I don't want to run out of money, even if I live until 100. I don't want to lose any money, period. I want to get everything out that I put in. I don't want to lose money when the stock market takes a dive, and I don't want to miss out on gains when the stock market is doing well either. If I die before retirement, I want to be able to pass money on to my kids, grandkids, favorite charity, etc. And I want access to some or all of that money in case something bad happens. And without their knowing, they actually described an indexed annuity. So let's talk about what a fixed annuity is and how they work. Now, if you're looking for safer financial instruments other than the stock market gamble, a fixed indexed annuity may be of interest to you. The number one thing to bear in mind is that annuities are not for investors. Annuities are for savers. Got it? Saving versus investing requires two totally different mindsets. Fixed indexed annuities allow you to keep your hard-earned money protected while enjoying tax-deferred, equity index-linked asset growth potential. With a fixed indexed annuity, you'll have the ability to take advantage of index performance tied growth, retain your money growth, avoid risking assets in volatile investments like stocks, and prepare for a financially confident future. So let's start with the basics. What is a fixed annuity? A fixed annuity is an interest-paying contract issued by an insurance company. The categories of annuities can be either deferred or immediate. Like other annuities, a fixed index annuity is an insurance contract you own. It's a fixed annuity which earns interest or provides benefits linked to the performance of an equity index. Examples of indices are the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, or the Dow Jones Industrial. But there are several others, 5,000 to be exact. So to be clear, fixed index annuities do not directly participate in any financial markets. The value of the index may be tied to a stock index or another index. When the index records positive change, the interest is credited to your annuity's value. This interest rate is calculated using a formula based on equity index changes. It also comes with a minimum guaranteed interest rate, so your principal stays protected in the event of negative index changes. To recap, a fixed index annuity is a contract between you and an insurance company. You pay premiums and the issuer promises to make periodic payments to you in the future. Premium payments can be made in one lump sum or in installments over time. Now, one of the biggest myths about fixed index annuities is that you can compare them to the stock market, when in reality, despite the temptation, comparing these two investments is not an apples to apples exercise. It's more like apples to oranges. Fixed indexed annuities don't actually participate in the stock market as, say, a mutual fund would. By definition, a fixed indexed annuity provides principal protection in a down market and some opportunity for growth, something the stock market isn't designed to provide. The interest a fixed index annuity earns does not come directly from the stock market. Instead, fixed index annuities credit interest based on the movements of a key stock market index, such as the S&P 500, the Dow, etc., excluding stock market dividends. So again, to be clear, a fixed index annuity does not include dividends that you might otherwise earn from equity market investments. But this also means that your money inside a fixed index annuity will never be exposed to stock market risk. The trade-off of less growth potential in exchange for principal protection is one of the hallmark features of a fixed index annuity. For those of you who have not heard of Dr. David Pfau, Dr. David Pfau is a professor of retirement income at the American College, and he recently published a report entitled Managing Risk with Fixed Index Annuities in the Pre-Retirement Years. In it, he reports that fixed index annuities are, and I quote, another option for pre-retirees to consider that provides structured returns to better manage downside risks, end quote. According to Pfau, fixed index annuities can also, and I quote, function as an asset class within an accumulation portfolio to better manage downside risks while still allowing for participation in the market upside. The ability to better manage downside risks can lay a foundation to either reduce the asset level necessary to successfully retire or to enhance the returns produced by a given asset base, end quote. Now, for anyone who hasn't read this report, it is excellent. And if you would like a copy of Dr. Pfau's report, you can download the report for free via the annuity quote page on my website, JenniferLangFinancialServices.com. The following video discusses a couple of scenarios to see how long your money will last in retirement.
Remember 2008? Sure you do. That was the year of the financial crisis, when the stock market lost nearly 40% of its value and shrank the assets that millions of baby boomers were counting on to fund their retirement. Of course, the markets rebounded, so no worries, right? Right? Well, it's true that during the years you're saving for retirement, if the market drops, you may have time to rebuild your assets that are subject to market volatility. But once you start withdrawing your money, that's when market volatility can have a big impact on how long your assets will last and how comfortable you can live in retirement. One factor in how big an impact is your sequence of returns. That's the year-by-year returns that your retirement assets continue to experience while you're drawing on them for retirement income. Here are a couple of examples. Say you're retiring with a nest egg of $1 million and you plan to withdraw $50,000 per year with a slight increase every year for inflation. Meanwhile, your remaining asset is still invested and still subject to the ups and downs of the market. Of course, we can't predict those ups and downs, your sequence of returns, but let's say that in your first year of retirement, you get a really good return. And the next year, you get another positive return. Not as good as your first year, but still positive. Then in year three, well, a little less. And in year four, ouch, the market drops and you take a loss. Now, with compounding, you'll average a good positive return over those 4 years. And that's what you want, right? So let's keep repeating that sequence of returns in the exact same order until your annual withdrawals have completely used up the asset. In this example, that's 38 years of income. But what would have happened if you had started withdrawing money in a down market? To find out, let's take those same four numbers, and this time we'll reverse the order. You still get the same compounded average, but this time you're starting out with a significant loss, then an okay gain, then a better gain, and then a really good gain. And as before, we'll keep repeating that sequence until your annual withdrawals have completely used up the asset. But in this example, it happens about 13 years sooner. You'd have lost 13 years of income, and only because you got the same returns in a different order. Of course, there's no way to predict the order of your returns, or whether it will be an up market, a down market, or a flat market when you start your retirement. However, there are potential retirement income solutions, like an annuity, that can provide protection against losses due to market volatility. An annuity can also be a source of guaranteed income for your retirement years. Remember, every additional year your assets last can mean fewer financial worries and a level of comfort. Yes, a long retirement is good, but it's even better when you have the money to enjoy.
Investing directly in the market exposes investors to both volatility and market risk. This uncertainty can make it difficult to create a reliable retirement income plan. Fixed index annuities, which track market indexes but aren't invested directly in the market, allow some exposure to market gains while avoiding market downside. So, how do fixed index annuities work? Well, A fixed index annuity allows you to grow your money when markets are up and lock in gains when they decline. Upside potential is offered through the opportunity to earn interest credits linked in part to the performance of an external market index. The annuity's value can grow when markets rise. When markets decline, guarantees in the annuity provide protection from loss. While it's possible to earn 0% interest in any given interest crediting period, you can never earn less than zero. In addition, the interest you earn is locked in and cannot be lost, even if the market goes down. This graph demonstrates how the S&P 500's historical performance over 10 years compares against growth of a fixed index annuity that tracks the same index. Though the amount of interest you can earn with a fixed index annuity will typically fluctuate depending on the specific terms of the annuity contract, performance is more stable than in the underlying index. This stability provides an opportunity to pursue growth without risk of loss due to market downturns. Locking in gains provides dependable growth without market loss. This graph also shows how premium that is allocated to one of the index strategies will receive interest that is calculated in reference to the upward movement. Now, since this is a hypothetical example, here's a disclaimer. This hypothetical example is for informational purposes only. It is not indicative of past nor intended to predict future performance of any specific product, including an annuity, nor is it intended to represent any particular product or interest crediting method. Glad we got that over with. All right, now, the annual cap limits interest credits to 4% in this example each term. Fixed and index annuities are not stock market investments, remember, and do not directly participate in any stock or equity investments. Market indices may not include dividends paid on the underlying stocks and therefore may not reflect the total return of the underlying stocks. Clients who purchase index annuities are not directly investing in a stock market index. Got it? Excellent. Let's look at five advantages of a fixed deferred annuity. First, a fixed deferred annuity gives you security. An annuity is a conservative vehicle issued only by life insurance companies. The issuer must set aside required reserves to back your money. There are also minimum guaranteed value requirements, so you can never lose your principal if the annuity is held for the full term. Second, it allows you to bypass probate. An annuity contract properly set up with a designated beneficiary may bypass the probate process and allow your beneficiary immediate possession of the death benefit of the annuity. Third, it gives you liquidity. Although annuity contracts have surrender penalties for a period of time, many contracts allow annual penalty-free withdrawals up to a certain percentage. This allows you access to your money while the rest of the accumulated value continues to grow in accordance with the provisions of your annuity. Fourth, it gives you income. An annuity offers what no other financial vehicle can, the ability to annuitize your contract for a guaranteed income stream, either for your lifetime, a certain period of time, or a combination of both. And then last, it gives you that tax deferral potential. Interest credited to your annuity contract is not taxed at the federal or state levels until you take receipt of your money, perhaps at a time when you're in a lower tax bracket. This allows you to earn interest on your premium, on your interest, and on the money you would have normally used to pay your taxes. This next video looks at how healthcare, inflation, and taxes can affect your retirement nest egg.
How much retirement income will you need? Allianz answers. So your retirement is finally on the horizon, and you're getting ready to turn your retirement savings into an income stream that can help pay for your housing and food costs, health care, and other expenses like entertainment and travel, so you can count on the same amount of income year after year for the rest of your life. Sounds great, right? But what happens if your income takes a hit? That stands for health care, inflation, and taxes, and there's three big reasons why your retirement income may not go as far as you think over time. Here's why. We know that as people get older, their healthcare needs increase. And what's more, the cost of medical care has risen, a nearly 75% increase during the last decade alone. But the rising cost of healthcare isn't all you have to worry about. Because historically, the general inflation rate for goods and services has been about 3% per year. That may not seem like much, but years of inflation can significantly lower your purchasing power. How significantly? Well, if you had received the same amount of income every year for the last 25 years, today, that income would buy only half of what it used to. And on top of that, there's also the possibility of higher taxes in the future. And not just higher federal taxes, but higher state and local taxes too. So while we can't know exactly how much income you'll need in retirement, we can tell you this. Even if you're starting with what seems like a substantial annual income, these unpredictable rising costs, the hit, could quickly chip away your purchasing power and lower your standard of living. That's why, to help with your plans for a comfortable retirement, you may want to consider a solution like an annuity. Annuities are designed to meet long-term needs for retirement income. They provide tax-deferred growth potential, a death benefit for beneficiaries during the accumulation phase, and a guaranteed stream of income during retirement. But it can also have the potential to increase your income when your annuity has an income benefit, such as an optional income rider that may have an additional cost. Yes, it's important to plan for enough income at the time you retire, but an annuity with increasing income potential can help offset rising expenses later. So, if the hit comes, you're more ready for it.
We all know that interest rates fluctuate, but let's compare recent rates. The best certificate of deposit rates as of February 2020 are between 2.1% and 2.2% for up to 2 years, according to RateCatcher.com. But these rates are offered through online banks or online-only offers. Local bank rates may vary and may be slightly lower. The best online savings account rates are 1.7% to 2%, according to BankRate.com. The U.S. Treasury bonds are 2.22% as of February 2020, according to Treasury Direct. And then the S&P 500 return rate from January 1st, 2000 to December 31st, 2019 had a 3.79 annualized return according to MoneyChimp's compound annual growth rate calculator. Fixed annuity rates average 3% up to 4% depending on the insurance company. So, why would you buy a fixed rate annuity? Well, deferred fixed annuity rates typically offer a higher rate of return than a bank certificate of deposit. Conservative consumers can generate a guaranteed annuity income stream from the interest alone by sweeping the interest. Annuity payments are also tax deferred, which allow better compounding interest than a standard CD. So when we compare the rates listed to a fixed annuity average rate, suddenly fixed annuities are quite competitive, especially when you include the other benefits they provide. Let's look at both sides. Has a certificate of deposit or savings account ever provided guaranteed income you can't outlive? Has the stock market ever provided a written guarantee against loss? These are some of the realistic options for preserving your principal. And even with today's historically low interest rates, annuities can figure into a huge part of the equation. As I mentioned before, annuities are for savers. Being that people are living much longer, it's prudent to have a guaranteed strategy in place. In fact, according to the Association for Long-Term Care Planning, 7 out of 10 of individuals 65 years old and above would need long-term care. But the issues of aging and needing care is not just an individual problem. Its impact is felt by the whole family, like what I went through with my mom. We didn't have a plan B, and we paid out of pocket $35,000 a year. So for 10 years, how much is that? That's right, $350,000 cash. And that's with me and my father assisting every day and night. How much would it have been if we weren't there? What, $700,000? $1 million? That would have been very feasible in 10 years, right? So, to protect you and your family, learn about the latest cost of long-term care in your area. Rates may vary depending on the state you live in, but the average annual cost of nursing home care is $100,379 for a private room. And Medicare does not pay for long-term care costs. Medicare will only pay for 100 days. So if you are not on your feet in 100 days, what's your plan B? Because at that point, there are only two questions you'll need to ask. How are we going to pay for it? And where is the money going to come from? So just setting aside dedicated funds into a fixed index annuity, giving it time to grow, and structuring it so that you will not only have guaranteed income, but also include the ability to cover long-term care costs with something like a long-term care rider, will give you and your family peace of mind. This final video looks at the realities of retirement.
How well can I live on a fixed income during retirement? Allianz answers. When you plan for retirement, you're really deciding how much money you'll need for the rest of your life. Most people talk about living on a fixed income that includes Social Security because they're guaranteed to receive that income through retirement. And to supplement that, many people add savings of their own because Social Security may not cover all their wants and needs, and its future is uncertain. Now, you may be thinking, it seems like a good amount of money now. What's wrong with having a fixed income? A fixed income is fine, as long as your expenses are fixed too. And considering the overall trends in inflation, the money you save today could lose value over time, and that might impact your purchasing power in ways you hadn't planned. Say you're retired and you have a fixed income. For now, it covers the things you have to spend money on, like housing, food, fuel, and healthcare costs, as well as the things you want to spend your money on, like a night at the movies, a trip to the mall, or a special occasion. That'll be the case for a while, but as the years go on, you can bet your costs will go up, and meanwhile, your fixed income is, well, fixed. So, then what do you do? Well, you can't avoid your medical bills, your housing costs aren't going away, and there's only so much you can cut from your food budget. So you end up having to hold back on the things you really enjoy, like trying a new restaurant you've been meaning to visit, or a weekend out of town. And what about your grandkids' birthday gifts? Sounds a lot less fun, doesn't it? If you're relying on sources that offer limited ways to increase income, there could be some tough decisions ahead. That's why you may want to supplement your retirement savings with another source, such as an annuity that provides the potential for your retirement income to increase through an income benefit. And while Social Security may offer a cost of living adjustment that can help address the effects of inflation, having an annuity that provides the opportunity for increasing income lets you do more with your savings, so you can still afford the things you have to spend money on for as long as you live. And when that income has the potential for annual increases, it's a way to maintain the standard of living you want to have in retirement, so you can spend your money on the things you really care about. That's the way it should be.
Moving your life savings from one account to another is a huge event. You need to make sure you have a trusted advisor or agent to help you. A great agent will walk you through the entire process, Our agents have helped hundreds of individuals move their retirement savings into the safety and security of life insurance-backed products and fixed annuities. Contact us if you recently retired or have stopped contributing to your retirement savings account. We can show you your options to ensure that your retirement is as hassle-free and predictable as possible. Log on to JenniferLangFinancialServices.com and simply request a free, no obligation phone consultation. We'll be happy to help you. All right, well, unfortunately, I'm limited by time, but you'll be able to view articles and learn more about life insurance and retirement planning from my site. We have loads of information and content available for free, which will not only help to increase your knowledge base, but save you a lot of time. You can also watch and listen to more podcast episodes from our homepage. So don't forget to like us and share. So for your next step, contact us and schedule a free phone consultation. We handle annuities, 401k rollovers, Roth IRA conversions, and life insurance planning. Thank everyone for attending and have a great day. Until next time. Fewer and fewer employers are offering pensions these days. If you own a business, chances are you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You want to keep operating costs low, but you also want to help your employees. At JenniferLangFinancialServices.com, we've got you covered. With life insurance-backed options that can provide more benefits than a traditional 401k, we will work with you to find the best plan to fit your retirement needs. Visit us online at JenniferLangFinancialServices.com. Protect your retirement from potential market downturns and risk. We offer annuities, 401k rollovers, and no market risk retirement plan. Visit us today, JenniferLangFinancialServices.com. Smooth.